Yes, it's the Goldbergs.
Pardon me, I'm looking for Mr. Fleming.
Oh, I'm Mr. Fleming.
Oh, so it's you, is it? Well, see here, young man, I've been hearing what you say about Doves on the radio.
But listen up.
The idea of saying that one soap can do everything in my war.
But Doves can do it.
Well, I know a lot of ladies, myself included, who say that's impossible. Why, how can this one granulated soap do all three kinds of war?
But that's just what Doves is made to do. All three kinds, from grimy wet shirts and heavy towels to pretty rayon slips.
What? Well, wouldn't it have to be a new kind of soap?
Well, just you try, Doves. It is a brand new kind of granulated soap. Not just a new improvement of an old soap. Why, you've never before been able to buy a soap quite like Doves.
My.
In fact, this new Doves looks different than most granulated soaps. It's so much whiter. Why, even the suds are different.
How's that?
If you've been using any of the four other leading granulated laundry soaps in your machine, you'll find Doves is better every way for suds.
Oh.
Yes, Doves makes more suds even in hardest water. Big bundles of suds that build up faster and last up to twice as long.
Well, sounds like this Doves really is different.
You bet. Once you try it, you'll see what wonders Doves does. Why, you've never seen whiter washes than new Doves gives you. In fact, Doves gets clothes whiter, far whiter than any number of other soaps.
But tell me, will I have to scrub hard?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not with Doves. There's no hard scrubbing, not even on the grimiest work shirt. In fact, no soap made gets clothes clean easier than you does. Yet this same Doves is safer for your fussy colored rayon slips than any other leading granulated wash day soap.
Well, I've heard enough. I'm going to try this new Doves and just see whether it does everything.
Oh, well, and look for that big red and white box with the name D-U-Z Doves. And next wash day, let Doves do it. And now, the Goldbergs. Together with Molly and Jake, we've watched Rosie go through the first fragrant and delicious steps of getting to like a boy. The boy's a young man, Walter Jerome, and Rosie's old enough to be serious. And so together with Molly, we dreamed our way along, knowing that love is good for the soul, and Rosie went to the dance tonight. Well, we thought that was nice, too, but when Molly discovered from Dr. Kidder that Walter has a girl in New York to whom he's more or less promised in marriage, well, of course, Walter hasn't told it to the Goldbergs. He has no reason to, but Molly knows, and now she and Jake are waiting for Rosie's return.
Jake, why don't you go to bed?
If you can sit up and wait for Rosie, I can also.
Very well.
You are worried, Molly?
Worried. Well, not a question of worried. I just don't want Rosalie to be hurt.
At least we know the situation, Molly, and we can act accordingly.
There's all kinds of accordingly. To tell Rosalie not to see Walter again? I mean, that would be... I don't know. And if I don't say it, and I think she shouldn't see him, I mean, that also is not... I don't know. And to tell her that Walter is... has got a girl that can have an opposite result. A young girl's heart is not something you can write arithmetic figures on, Jay. Not always 2 and 2 makes 4. Sometimes it makes 5.
Maybe you are worrying unnecessarily.
I hope so. If Rosalie is like I was...
Yes?
You know, Jake, how I was.
My love was reciprocated.
Reciprocated or not, Jake. I would have loved you till the end of my life.
Modern girls are different.
I hope so. One look at Rosalie and I'll know. And if I see that which I would rather not see there...
Then what?
Then we'll have to decide something, Jake.
For instance?
I don't know. It all depends.
Did you have a good time, Rosie?
Did you, Walter?
Mm-hmm. Everybody seemed to be dancing on air.
Well, that's because you're all finishing high school. I mean, the girls. Or the boys are older.
Naturally.
Naturally. Why didn't you want Sammy to come home with us?
He took Luella home. And I thought, girl likes to be taken home by someone who isn't related to her. Isn't that so, Rosie?
I suppose so.
I didn't give anyone else a chance to dance with you. Did I, Rosie? Did you mind?
Did you?
I was the one who didn't give you the chance.
I suppose our dance wasn't as elegant as the ones you've gone to.
It's the first dance I ever enjoyed.
Why?
It's the first dance I've ever gone to where there weren't ulterior motives floating around.
Like what?
Oh, like people saying, wouldn't they make a handsome couple?
Well, people say that here also.
Not about me. No one knows me, except you.
People do make handsome couples anyway.
Do you, you think we did?
Do you?
At least your half of it did. Life seems so simple on a night like this.
It does, doesn't it?
The rest of the world seems far away.
It's good to feel that sometimes.
It is. What I liked best was that everybody was just there having a good time. No plans, no looking ahead, just being there. Makes living soft and easy for a moment. Makes it nice.
But dances can be very important, too.
Because they make other people happy?
Because they bring people together.
They do.
They make things so perfect.
I enjoyed this one. I liked it.
I'm glad you did. I was afraid that maybe you wouldn't.
Why not?
Well, after all, I invited you to dance and...
Well, what of it?
Oh, I don't know, but...
It was the polite thing for you to do.
And it was the polite thing for you to accept.
No.
No?
No, I was glad you invited me. I hope you don't regret it now.
Well, not if you don't regret coming.
Why should I regret it? I had the prettiest girl there as my partner. I had all the dances. Spring is in the air. And I'm going to be here in Lastonbury for... Well, I'll be here.
For how long, Walter?
The way I feel now, that's for a long, long time. You know, sometimes you feel as though a place is just right for you. As if you could really grow there and be happy. The next dance that comes up, Rosie, I'm going to invite you. Would you say yes?
I couldn't say no.
Why?
Because.
I think they're here. Rosalie, don't go by the window. Don't go by the window. Go upstairs, darling. Go inside and let me talk to her.
Why should I go?
Go upstairs, darling. Quickly into your room. She's coming. Let me talk. Please.
Are you going to ask her any questions?
I don't know yet, darling. Go upstairs. Please. Oh, lay down, Spotty. Don't make me so nervous. I'm nervous so much. Please. Go in. Rosalie?
How did you wait up now, darling?
Why did I wait up? Don't I always wait up for you when you go out?
Tired.
You're tired, darling? So sit down a little bit. Talk a little bit. Why are you so tired?
I danced every dance.
You did? There's always more girls than boys.
Walter didn't give anybody else a chance. Even Sam.
So all the dancers was it Walter?
Uh-huh. I think I'll go to bed, Mark. I'm awfully tired.
Why not? How is it family they didn't come home with you together?
Because we didn't ask him to, I guess.
Oh.
We didn't come right home from the dance. We took a ride. We felt like talking.
Yeah. What did you talk about?
I don't know, Ma. I knew I was talking, but I didn't know what I was saying. Because I was thinking and had nothing to do with what I was saying at all. Did that ever happen to you?
Mm-hmm. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that I was going to remember everything about this night. Even how the air felt and my broken nail on my little finger. And how Walter kept looking straight ahead at the road and talking. I'll never be happier than I was tonight. Even that thought was running through my head. But that's silly, isn't it, Ma? Falling in love. I mean,
why, want me to fix something for you, Emily?
Can you hear what I said, Ma?
Everything's different in the morning, Rosalie. The music is still in your ears, Michael.
Good night, Ma.
Good night, darling.
Where's Papa?
In his room.
Good night.
Good night, darling.
Good night. Oh,
Jay?
Jay. No. Well? So?
Sit down, darling.
I'm sitting, no.
Jay, dear, would it be nice if Rosalie could go to Tante Elke for a little while?
To Florida?
Uh-huh.
You think it's necessary?
Uh-huh. I do, Jake. I do.
And so Molly looked and saw. Rosie's in love. A trip to Florida. Well, it may or may not solve things. In fact, Rosie may not want to go. Before you wash your next batch of dishes, just answer me this. Aren't you tired of those halfway soaps? You know, if you use a bar soap, it only goes halfway because it keeps you on speed. And if you use those tough granulated soaps, they're short on safety for your hands. So forget such halfway soaps and try New Does. You know, this new kind of granulated soap does everything in your wash, and say, it has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Just notice how wonderfully soft and smooth your hands feel after you do dishes with Does. Remember, your hands can't get this extra gentleness from any other leading granulated wash day soap. And yet, no soap made gets dishes clean faster than Does. Why, Does cuts even tough grease without any hard scouring. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try it today and let those amazing suds tell you how different Does is. And be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is James Fleming saying goodbye for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.